From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Medical workers in the Haitian capital are struggling to treat the most severely wounded victims of last week's earthquake. As NPR's Carrie Khan reports from Port-au-Prince, local personnel are meeting with members of a U.S. military convoy at the city's largest hospital complex, which was heavily damaged. The 82nd Airborne Division is trying to figure out how to best use the limited supplies they have.
They brought to the hospital supplies. Also, what they're trying to do here is ask exactly what it is that the hospital needs. And what I heard from it is that they need food, water, power, security. The list was so long.
Tons of international aid have been arriving at Haiti's main airport, but only a fraction is getting to the hundreds of thousands in need. Only one runway is operational, and roads leading to the heart of Port-au-Prince are difficult to navigate. Meanwhile, international teams are spending another day searching for victims. They've been joined by Haitians anxiously looking for missing loved ones, as NPR's Jackie Northam explains.
The local people are taking it upon themselves to try to find people perhaps still under these buildings. This is particularly dangerous because if you look at these buildings, they're hanging, you know, at 90-degree angles in some cases, just ready to go with the next tremor.
NPR's Jackie Northam reporting from Léogâne near the epicenter of Tuesday's 7.0 quake. As countless Haitians in Port-au-Prince wait for fresh food and water, some are turning to God for help. A small group gathered for Sunday Mass amid the rubble of a collapsed cathedral in the capital. NPR's Jason Beaubien was there.
The main cathedral in Port-au-Prince was destroyed in Tuesday's earthquake. There are still bodies poking out from the rubble there. Some of the walls are still standing. Some of the stained glass is still intact. The cross with Jesus on it is actually still standing out front. People started to mingle out front and then met out behind the church in basically just a road and held mass there. The priest used a megaphone. It was quite emotional for the people who were there. Some people were crying, singing, and being together after this great tragedy.
NPR's Jason Beaubien reporting. In some of the most blunt public comments made to a pontiff, a Jewish leader in Italy told Pope Benedict XVI today that the Roman Catholic Church should have fought harder during World War II to prevent Jews from being, quote, transported to the ovens of Auschwitz. Pope Benedict, during his first ever visit to Rome's synagogue to heal Jewish-Catholic relations, defended the church's wartime record, and he said the Vatican had provided assistance often in, quote, a hidden and discreet way. From Washington, this is NPR News. The man known as India's great Marxist patriarch has died. Giyoti Basu headed the government in the East Indian state of West Bengal for more than two decades. NPR's Philip Reeves has details.
More people live in West Bengal than in France. The state's been under communist rule for more than three decades, much of the time under Jyoti Basu. Basu, who died at 95, is today being hailed as the father of Indian communism, the king of the communists, as one TV channel's putting it. The son of a well-off doctor, he rose to become one of India's best-known post-independence leaders. During his 23 years as West Bengal's chief minister, Basu came to be seen as a pragmatist rather than an ideologue, a patrician rather than a man of the street. In the mid-90s, he came close to becoming India's prime minister. Tributes today speak particularly of transformational land reforms introduced in rural West Bengal in the 80s, but Basu has plenty of critics. They blame him for economic stagnation and for belonging to a party with a marked Stalinist tendency. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
Taliban militants ambushed police in Afghanistan today, killing six people, including the Herat province's district chief. A local spokesman says gunmen opened fire from several directions as a security convoy was passing through the area. And the Associated Press is reporting that in a separate attack, two Afghan soldiers were killed today in a roadside bombing. President Obama is visiting Massachusetts to drum up support for the Democratic candidate looking to succeed the late Senator Edward Kennedy. Tight race between Martha Coakley and Republican rival Scott Brown could determine whether the Democrats' health care overhaul bill passes Congress. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.